Not for long.
Yeah, Steve Fisher is actually here.
Especially after you hear what our next guests are all about.
Oh, yeah.
A jet-powered easy. Long easy, very easy, any easy I want.
It's actually our design.
Oh.
It's from the ground up, special designed around the engine.
Okay.
So it looks like a long easy, but it's not.
It's a fast easy.
It's a whole brand new airplane.
Yes, sir.
It's
wider, longer, taller. Structurally, it's different because of the loads the engine puts on it.
Yeah, the higher VNE and all that. Yeah.
Way higher.
What engine are we using here? I'm thinking Solar T62, but it sounds like it's bigger.
No, it's General Electric T58.
Okay.
-8F.
Which is used in, it's
a helicopter motor. We just take the power turbine section off, put a little bitty skinny tailpipe on it, make lots of noise.
Go like hell.
Oh, yeah, spend money.
Yeah. There's an instrument on the gauge, you know, on the panel.
Actually, the airspeed indicator, or the throttle lever.
The throttle lever has two positions. Ludicrous, that's flight idle.
Okay.
And light speed.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. What kind of cruising speeds are we talking about?
Way out there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Way out there.
It starts with a 3.
Yeah. And then the wing overheat light comes on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then a blade of coating starts to smoke. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Holy mackerel.
It's what we call it's an airframe limited. The engine will push the airframe faster than the airframe can tolerate, or that I have the guts to push it.
Yeah, so, well, that could be a problem because someone may not be smart enough to realize that.
You know what? This is going to be the first airplane in history to have wingtip smoke. Except it was never designed that way.
Yeah, without the pyro. Yeah.
Well, you know, it came up here with glossy paint, but I walked by it a while ago with all the primers. The only thing you can see, it all fell off.
Nice. They hit a rainstorm and blew all the paint off it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's sitting on the runway in Covington. When he opened off throttle, it would just all the paint come off, and then the airplane's gone.
Wow. Well,
these guys don't sound like
The airplane took off, and the paint went.
Sounds like a Wile E. Coyote moment, really.
Well, this is all in fun, but I tell you what, these guys really know what they're doing. Robert Harris and Lance Hooley. Robert's the guy, brains behind the Cozy Jet. And basically what we learned from the Cozy Jet, or what he learned from the Cozy Jet, this inspired the guys to design a one-off composite jet home-built airplane, and that's what they brought here.
I think what he learned from the Cozy Jet was you never have enough power and never go fast enough.
No, you never do.
It sounds
that's true.
Only time you have too much power is right before impact.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Okay.
And at that point, push it up.
Make it a good one, yeah.
That's right.
I'll teach that Earth Who's Boss.
I was going to say, you're going to do it. You might as well do it with a world record.
there you go.
Hey, be a styling dude. That's what I say.
There you go.
Single seat, two-place?
Two-place.
Okay.
Can carry 2 people, 4 hours of fuel, bags, and go.
Airspeed gauge is in Mach numbers.
It will translate to a Mach number, yeah. You can reach Mach numbers with it.
Wow.
It flips over.
Oh, boy.
But the thing is, it flies like a jet. It looks like a long easy. It kind of handles like a long easy, except with most jets, the faster you go, the higher your climb rate will be, which is really weird, right? So Richard chased me up here, or I chased him. We kind of traded back and forth all the way up here. And if I was doing 110 knots climbing, it would only climb 1,500 feet a minute. But I know if I push it out to 180 knots, it climbs at 3,000 to 4,000 feet a minute.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So at the same weight.
Wow.
So it's a jet.
Yeah, it's a jet, all right. Jeez, no mistaking that.
It's a home built, but it's a spectacular home built.
How much carbon fiber and esoteric materials are involved in this thing?
Well, that's
unobtainium.
That's classified.
That's classified. Yeah.
Actually,
nice.
You'd be surprised. There's very little carbon. We just used it on the elevators and the ailerons and the engine cowling.
Okay, so you wanted to keep them nice and light so you didn't have any flutter issues.
Yeah. No, it's to keep them, long story short, yes, flutter issues is the bottom line. But carbon is the way to go on the control surface.
And yes, super stiffness and lightness, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But from cost benefit, the carbon wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
It's a one-off airplane. I mean, you're not going to throw $1 zillion at a one-off airplane.
No, but are you guys considering kidding? I mean, is that little thought bubbling in the back there as soon as you prove out the design?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, from the Cozy Jet became the inspiration to build a a jet from the start, from the drawing board. And once that word got out, people started coming to Robert saying, hey, I want one, hey, I want one. So Robert actually has five in the production line. Each one's a little bit different. It's customized to the customer's needs. But anybody that's interested in something like this, just come by and see the Jet Guys. That's the name of the company.
Jet Guys. Mm-hmm.
Down in Covington, Tennessee. Or we're parked at the Brown Arch. EA, gracious as ever. You know, a couple of years ago, I brought the Cozy Jet up here to start the routine aircraft flying experience. They put us in Boeing Square. We'd hoped for that this year, but by the time we got up here, they were getting ready for the concert, and it was too crowded to get in there. And they said, well, how about over there? Brown Arch is the most photographed place on the grounds here, and so everybody walks right by us. So
cool.
We're getting great traffic.
Look at that.
So going by and see the airplane, talk to Robert and Lance.
Customizing.
Yeah. It's a great
one. Can you say afterburner? Look at that smile. That's a knowing smile.
Robert has figured out how to put the burner on it.
Of course.
But the thing is, it starts getting into a bunch of engineering and structural stuff that's way over my head.
Exactly. And not mentioned fuel burn.
Yeah, Boeing won't let us access to the Cray computer to figure this stuff out. So I'm worried about some of the loads it would put on the airframe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be too, because, you know, without the Cray, you're guessing.
Yes.
And guessing works, but up to a point.
Correct.
Well, you design the airplane around the engine? All right, let me put it to you this way. Which came first, the engine or the airframe?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. Same time, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. It started, I was going to build a Long Easy. I wanted a Long Easy. This is like the fifth airplane I've built. So I wanted the Long. And after I got started on the Long Easy, Robert saw my building abilities and said, well, why don't you make it a man-sized airplane instead of making it straight Long Easy? So make it wider, make it longer, and I wanted a big engine. He said, well, put the jet engine in.
Huh? It's just like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Wow.
So I ended up throwing away the first tub because modifying the first tub with a fuselage is going to be too hard, and built the one that you see out here, especially around, and made all the modifications for the increased stresses of the engine. The longerons are different. The structure's different. It's different all the way through.
The initial design is actually on a napkin.
Literally.
Oh, boy.
I've got a stack of napkins like this still.
Somebody ought to market napkins. You know, this napkin is certified for design work. You know,
We use cheap ones.
Yeah, okay. All the money's in the airplane,
napkins. That's right.
Wow.
I'm just impressed that you guys took one of these things and shoved a jet engine in it. The only thing that we saw that was even close to that was the Rocket Racing League years ago.
Yeah, well, the Cozy Jet.
The
Cozy Jet was just a Cozy 3 that Robert put a T-58 on the back just to see if it could do it. And then from there became what we brought here this year.
Is that an engine that's easily available, reasonably priced?
Reasonably, yeah.
Okay.
I got lucky and got the Cinderella storybook deal you never hear about off eBay. Where I got my engine.
Oh, my goodness. eBay. I would not have expected to find something like
these,
that.
These guys are way too humble. Let me tell you something. Robert Harris has probably the only T-58 overhaul shop right now outside the military. They're tearing down the T-58 to the shaft and rebuilding them. They learned how to do that because you guys probably don't remember, but the Cozy Jet had a problem with the engine and wound up having a gear fire and all that stuff. And we're rebuilding it just at Robert's shop. But because of that, we decided we're not going to do that anymore. Taking a military surplus engine out of the can and hanging it on an airplane involves a huge amount of risk. And in experimental aviation, you accept risk. But Robert decided we were not going to do that anymore. So he dug up an old jet engine mechanic buddy of his. Actually had to get DOD approval to get some of the manuals to overhaul the engine.
Wow.
At Covington, Tennessee, we have a T-58 overhaul shop.
Uh-oh, the word is out. Now you're going to get calls. Hey!
Well, that's what we want.
Well, that's part
absolutely.
Of it.
Yeah.
Now, why the T-58 engine, why I wanted a jet engine on it is I'm tired of the mystique around a jet engine. You get so many guys, and I was one of them one time, so don't kid yourself, that I don't know how a jet engine works, so I'll just walk away because I'm afraid to ask questions because I'm intimidated by the guys that are flying these things. No. So part of the reason I wanted a jet engine on it was to be able to explain to guys it works just like a piston engine, only more reliable. Suck, squeeze, bang, blow. It's
right. Suck, squeeze, bang, blow is what I've heard.
You know, you can put a great big. You can put a great big engine in it, and you're going to end up shucking cylinders every so often because you're going to hot rod this airplane. I mean, it's just too easy to do it. Or you can put the money in the fuel tank.
Right.
It's a lot easier. I got to squeeze the nozzle.
6,000 hour TBO. I change the oil once every 600 hours. A condition inspection cost me $6.
Really? $6?
There's not
how
much.
How did you
jet
arrange
engines.
That?
Well, fuel filters are expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no such thing as a $6 inspection.
I'm wow. sorry.
Anywhere.
That's the facts.
Great. Now wow. we're gonna see jets on everything.
Well, listen, which just cause the value of the T-50H to go up. And
yeah, you better buy up all the surplus now.
Well, you got to remember, take a bushel basket full of money, throw it in the front. Noise and heat will come out the back.
Yeah,
you're styling
and,
dude. After
and if
that,
you're lucky, there's some fun in the middle.
Oh yeah,
there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They guys make it sound easy, but they've been working on this jet for 14 years.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Yeah. And we don't advertise or try to sell anything that doesn't fly first.
Yeah,
I mean that airplane flew up here. It didn't come on a truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of ideas come to Oshkosh. Lots of guys put their heart and soul into something, trying to sell their idea, but we flew it here.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
you know, a lot of the stuff we say, we're guarded in some of the things we say about the airplane, like the top speed, okay? It's because I'm afraid somebody will get out there and say, well, they did it. It looks the same. I'll build it the same. And they go out there and try to do what we did.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some bad things happen with the BD-10.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why we're kind of guarded on some of our answers. But what we tell you will be fact.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Proven, documented. Yeah. This is what we did.
You know, it comes down final at 80 knots.
Yeah.
There 80 knots on final in a jet? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
try nice to, and slow.
80 over the number, 75 at touchdown. Any more than that, and you're just going to stay in the air. It'll float down the runway, skip, hop, and skip all the way down because it's still flying.
And, of course, this is a lot easier to fly when it comes to engine management because there's no mixture, no prop controls. Right. You just have a go lever.
Yeah, you just want to, you know. How
you have ludicrous or light speed.
Yeah. And it really is. Right. But the hardest thing about flying this airplane is the short final because it is a jet engine. And if you're at idle thrust and you try to go to full power, you got 4 to 6 seconds. You're sitting there waiting on something to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Now, when it does happen,
it's
happening.
Yeah, you're going to press you way back in the seat.
Yeah, pull 25 degrees and it'll keep going.
Yeah. You want to know more? Come to the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience Forum on Friday at 2:30 Stage 9. Our forum is also tomorrow at 11:30 Stage 3. But Friday's forum I'm going to give to these guys and they're going to answer all kinds of questions about the jet.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us. It's been fun. I love talking with people like this. They're crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway,
thank you.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.